Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to welcome you here tonight to Lane Hall for what is a unique occasion in its history and a unique occasion in the history of the University of Queensland. It's a great honour and privilege to welcome also His Holiness the Dalai Lama to be here tonight to speak to us. I'm very pleased to see so many people here, and I'm assured that despite all the vagaries of the outside world, you can see the lights have gone out, that the lights will continue in here for the occasion. His Holiness the Dalai Lama, leader of the Tibetan people, is one of the most remarkable men alive today. In exile in India since the military invasion of Tibet in 1959, he has been able to establish cultural and educational institutions which are contributing significantly to the preservation of the Tibetan tradition. At the same time, he has won worldwide respect as an indefatigable worker for world peace. As you all know, the Tibetan people have a unique way of choosing their spiritual and temporal leader, the Dalai Lama. He is neither democratically elected, nor is he a hereditary monarch. Yet he inspires respect and reverence not only among all Tibetans, but far beyond the bounds of Tibet. The 14th and present Dalai Lama was born on July the 6th, 1935, to a peasant family in the small village of Taksar in northeastern Tibet. At the age of two, he was recognized by a specially appointed committee of monks as being the reincarnation of his late predecessor, the 13th Dalai Lama. In 1950, at the age of 16, he faced the responsibility of mediating between the invading Chinese armies and the Tibetan people. The conflict came to a head in 1959 when he was forced to flee Tibet and seek refuge in neighboring India. He then faced the responsibility of resettling 100,000 refugee Tibetans who followed him into exile. Widely recognized as a man of peace, he has traveled in Europe, America and Asia, spreading a message of universal understanding. And in spite of his own hardships and those of his people, he consistently displays an attitude of universal goodwill. It gives me great pleasure to invite the Dalai Lama, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, to speak to us.
Dear brothers, sisters, I am deeply honored to receive a welcome speech. So I would like to thank to him as well as those people who are organized this opportunity. Now, you see, my talk will be divided as usual, you see, three parts. The first part, I will speak general my talk through my own broken English. That's one part. Then second part, I will explain some Buddhist ideas, some Buddhist, explanation about certain thing. I will explain in Tibetan, then my friend will translate into English. Then third part, question and answer. For that, please write any question you want, put on paper and hand it over to me. Then I will try to make answer. Now first, you see, as I always express the here, we gathered because of all of us is the same humankind. And though you see there are difficulties to communicate to each other, and different culture, different background, and different nationality, but because we are same humankind, and because we have certain common thing, so today we gathered and face to face and talk. So now here, you see, wherever I go, whenever I talk to people or to group of people, you see, I talk with a motivation and feeling that I am one of your own family member. Though I'm the first time, I think, except you see some of my old friend, the remaining, you see, the physically, you see, first meeting. But because of our own experience, we can know to each other very well. The basic thing is, I am a human being. Because of that, I want happiness and I do not want suffering. And I have a right to be happy and I have every right to get rid of suffering. So on that basis, you see, all of you also have the, you see, same feeling and same right and same desire. So I'm talking something on that level. Not something special for Tibetan culture or Tibetan culture or Buddhism, not on that level, but just simply a thing which related for every human being. Now that is, you see, in order to get happiness, you see, very clear, there are two ways. One, external means. You see, better shelter, better clothes, better food, you see, better friend, like that. Through that way, we get one type of happiness and satisfaction. The another, through, you see, mental, how to say, through mental development or mental attitude, you get one happiness, one type of happiness. Now it is quite clear, you see, if something lacking in our heart, then despite the external facility, the person may not feel happy. The contrary, if someone who has mental peace, then you see, the facility, despite the lack of facility, he may be happy. So you see, it shows very clearly there are two ways to achieve, you see, happiness. So here I'm trying to explain something, how to achieve mental peace. Now, if we have more mental peace, more calm in our mind, in our brain, in our heart, naturally you can be a better human being, better citizen of concerned country. Right, concerned country. And ultimately, we become a better citizen of this world. That means not a troublemaker. So you see, mental peace is something very important. Now you see, now on that level, if we think properly, one of the worst enemy of mental peace is our hated feeling and anger. You see, so long strong hated feeling as well as anger is there, no chance to feel happy, genuine happiness. With hated feeling, you may act as a happier man, but in deep down, no possible to get real happy feeling or mental peace. So that is in family level. Even you see a very good relation family, but one day one of them feel angry due to some other factor, then that moment or that day, the friendly atmosphere no more in that room, in that family. That is quite clear. So you see, in family level, or in you see national level, or international level, the main destroyer of human happiness is hatred. And the all you see, sorry story of past and human history. The most of tragedy things happen solely due to hatred or anger. And therefore, in future also, the hatred and anger, so long hatred and anger remain there, the problem and tragedy bound to come. It is very clear, you see, here, though we have, a few hundred people, old age as well as young age, but if I ask, any of you felt today I am very happy because this morning I get such a good temper or strong temper, right? Because of such a strong temper, today I am very happy. Nobody can say that. You see, today I met my worst enemy, so today I am very happy. We cannot say that. So you see, it shows whether you are believer or non-believer, whether you are educated or uneducated, whether you are poor or whether you are rich, on that level is the same experience. So you see, from that viewpoint, I think unanimous agreement, the anger and hatred is one of the worst kind of enemy which destroy our mental peace. Now the next question, the other hand, the true sense of love, you see, respect, compassion, kindness, warm human-hearted feeling. Now that is real one of the beautiful, most beautiful human quality. The plant, the flower, these beautiful, but they cannot show kindness. We living being, human being, and also you see some animal, you see, they can show the kindness attitude. So this is some family, you see, keeping some pet, a beautiful dog or a beautiful cat like that. I think in Australia, maybe some kangaroo, beautiful kangaroo. You see, that animal show, you see, peace, gentle, peaceful attitude. It gives us some happiness. Though our neighbor may not be so friend, attitude, but at least in your house, one living being who can show real peaceful attitude. So you see, we, every of us, appreciate or get benefit or get peace or happiness from kindness attitude. And so you see, and again you see another word. We, as we human being, we born from parent or mother. Now, without our parents' kindness, no chance to survive. So you see, now today you see everyone, except the while children growing, the parents' attitude, parents' kindness is the one of the most important thing in one's life. So you see, it means the how much strong, right? How far, right? How strong in human society the kindness. If children grow under this constant fear and neglecting feeling, where help without sort of kasuri ta dem yes never
no one without anyone to rely on,
you see that maybe you see there may be some exception, but most cases that children whole life somehow you see something lacking. So it is very clear, you see, indication. Now you see, small children, their mind is bit, you see, delicate. So it demonstrates more clearly. So from there, therefore, you see, whole mankind need kindness. So at least I like kindness. If someone, though may not know before, just the first meeting, but if someone showing the kind attitude and real genuine friend attitude, I appreciate very much. Sometimes you see, without knowing language, without knowing the person, but somehow you see, without word, in silently some sort of communicate to other person. And someone no language, same culture, same thing, knowing each other many years, but something lacking, I cannot feel satisfaction. So that is same experience. So the kindness and love, real, genuine sense of brotherhood, sisterhood, is something very, very precious thing. It is very, very much need in human society, if not all sentient being society, but at least in human being society, it's something very important. So now, it is quite clear now, the anger hated full negative factor. The other hand, kindness and love and compassion is full, positive thing. So now the next question, whether we can practice that or not. Now that is the big question. Now you see here, I believe the firstly, it can be changed. It is possible, you see, to improve human mind. Though human mind is colorless, shapeless. Sometimes it is something weak. But in certain case, a human mind is more stronger than iron, than steel. Very difficult to control. But somehow, in order to train mind, the time is very important. And patience is very important. Strong determination is very important. Now, if you have strong determination, will, then patience, and time goes, you see, without losing determination, trying, self-improvement. We can improve our mind, no matter at the beginning how much difficulties, but time goes, it can be changed. According to my own experience, though a very limited experience, still, you see, despite the beautiful name as a God King, but sometimes I get irritation. But you see, irritation or these things not remain long, last. So you see, because of my effort, you see, continued effort, try. So you see, since is in my, so you see, I mean, more or less all human mind is same nature. So it is very possible to change our mind, mental attitude, and to self-improve, self-improvement can be done. Then another thing, another reason is, now if the aim is something worthwhile, to make effort, then whether that achieve or not is something different question, right? Different question. If something worthwhile to make attempt, then better to make attempt despite these obstacles and difficulties. Right from the beginning, you are in the pessimism feeling. No success. So, you see, far better have a pessimistic view, enthusiasm, optimistic, big mistake. So, you see, far better have a optimistic and great determination. With that motivation and, attempt, even that goal may not achieve, all right, doesn't matter. As far as my motivation is concerned, I have to try my best, but did not success, no regret. So you see, then another reason, you see, now today, you see, 20th century, despite the scientific, despite the material progress through science and technology, still, you see, we are facing many problems. In the economy field, you see, in one part of the world, you have no poverty problem, right? Highly developed, living standard highly developed, and very high, very good. And same time, and on same world, the people, you see, facing many, thousands, you see, people facing poverty, disease, illness. Already such in economy field, such divided thing there. Due to that, some problem already starting. Now in political field, Eastern Bloc or Western Bloc, we say divided. Those same human being, but divided. And so as a result, now you see, the endless killing, torturing, and you see, large cities such as in Western European big cities or in Eastern European big cities, you see, people remain under constant threat. You see, that threat is real threat, real danger. Nuclear war danger is something immeasurable. That is true. When I was in Japan, I think two or three years back, I visited the Hiroshima, the site where the first atomic bomb dropped. When person actually saw the actual spot and they heard the experienced persons, those persons who actually experienced that tragedy, then your heart really feels something. So scholarly worked, what do you call it? Static way. Static
studies.
Static.
Statistics.
Now that difficult to pronounce. calculation. How much spend money on the nuclear? How much powerful, the damage? How will damage the present, nuclear warhead, that sort of thing? Almost you will shocked. Really immeasurable thing. So that is the reality now. Not just the sort of play or drama, but that is something real now. That is real dangerous. So now they are usual world atmosphere. I usually call it unhealthy atmosphere. Competing to each other, dominate power, dominating to each other, competing in nuclear armament now. These things are not right method. So the only alternative to overcome this problem and stop the nuclear war and make a real lasting world peace only on the basis of mutual trust, mutual respect, mutual love, mutual kindness. That is the only way. Through full hatred, full anger, how can I achieve real world peace? World peace only achieved through real mental peace. Without inner peace, external peace is very difficult. So illogic. Here is a full-headed and talking world peace and expect some real world peace. That is difficult. So there is no alternative except try to heart for harmony between various nations, various ideology, various system, on the basis of human understanding. Right. So now this is the wherever I go, I express these things. Now here, very important to recognize the oneness of all mankind. So therefore, wherever I talk, I use brotherhood, sisterhood, brothers, sisters. That does really mean something in my mind, right? In my motivation. In deep sense, we are really brothers, sisters. No differences. So we must share other people's suffering. We must concern other people's thing. So now it is worthwhile to make attempt for achieve such a good understanding between various different human people. Now this is my first part of the talk. Now because of things like that, so the various different religion, despite the big differences in philosophy, in the philosophical thing, but the basic idea is the message is same. Love, kindness, tolerance, and sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. Christian, Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, Judaism, so forth. You see, all world major religions carry the same message. So you see, I'm trying to understanding closer between different religions. You see, when we talk about philosophy, then some religion is godless, such as Jainism, in a sense godless, such as Jainism and Buddhism. And other religion, you see, such as Christian and the Kasa, Muslim and many Hindus are godly religion, godly religion. I mean, the religion in philosophy based on God theory. So it's big differences. But I usually, you see, think or concern or look on the result of the various different religions, different philosophy, different tradition, but same result. I think these days one of the clear examples is such as Mother Teresa, a Christian nun, a Catholic nun, who really sacrificed and her own whole life for the benefit of helping service of mankind. A Christian. But action is the just exactly same Buddhist was to see act. You know Buddhist Kasota?
The Buddhist saint.
Mm-hmm. So you see, there is the basis which make real harmony between various different religions. So I also used to working on that side. So now this is my first part of the talk. Then second part. Now please come. Now I will, I will explain something about Buddhism. You see, the basic Buddhist teaching based on Four Noble Truths. I think most of Buddhist students will understand. You see, the true suffering. Two origins of suffering and true cessation and true path. That thing under Tempa Ni would be also Tempa Shionya at its hour, also Tatunga Mindiba Yimbatang, Tahan Denga Yimbayinza, Mindiba Tunga Junje Ni Tang, Debe Tere Junje Ni Cheni, Junje.
How does it come that there are the Four Noble Truths? It is that we all do not want suffering and want happiness. Thus, the first two truths are the effect and cause cycle of suffering, whereas the latter two truths are the effect and cause cycle of the means of achieving happiness. Perhaps some of you heard me talk on this last night, some of the Buddhists. Tonight I won't repeat that, I'll explain a new topic. So then if you ask, how does the relationship of suffering and happiness with their causes come about? In the scriptures of all of the vehicles, of the low and great vehicle, there is an explanation of the 12 links of dependent arising.
When
one reflects on the 12 links of dependent arising in terms of oneself, one generates a wish to get out of the round of cyclic existence. When one reflects on the 12 links of dependent arising with respect to oneself, one generates a wish. One generates a wish to get out of the round of the cyclic existence of suffering. Whereas when one reflects on the 12 links of dependent arising with respect to other sentient beings, one develops love and compassion.
到那登这眼了,诸你的可知也是呢?
So then, what are the 12 links of dependent arising?
This one.
Thanks.
It's
okay. The first link is ignorance. Two levels of ignorance are explained. One very deep ignorance, which serves as the source of the other ignorance. The deep ignorance being a lack of knowledge and misconception of the mode of being of phenomena. Whereas the other one, which is built on that, is an absence of knowledge and misconception with respect to the cause and effect relationships between actions. Then between those two ignorances, due to the ignorance which is absence of knowledge and misconception with respect to the nature of phenomena, we engage in actions and thereby accumulate those karmas. Those karmas are of three types: the meritorious karmas, or actions that impel rebirth in happy migrations, the non-meritorious actions that impel rebirth in bad migrations, and the unmoving actions that impel rebirth in the form and formless realms. Now, for the actions that impel rebirth in a bad migration, this involves not only the ignorance, which is absence of knowledge and misconception of the nature of phenomena, but also involves ignorance and misconception with respect to the relationship between the cause and effect of actions. By way of the effects that are impelled by actions, there come to be three different types of actions, action being the second of the 12 links of dependent arising.
Now you see karma, or the cause and effect. That is, if you explain in a very simple way, then something like this. See, at this just moment, you see, with a certain motivation. Now, for example, good motivation. With that motivation, and through, you see, speech, or through, you see, physical way. Mm-hmm. You see, action, certain, you see, using certain word, certain physical action. Now, naturally, you see, due to good motivation, you see, gentle and peaceful manner action come. That is the, you see, the motivation part is the kasa. Tome maribusa dikchanichai.
They have as a basic motivation this ignorance.
Then you see the physical part as well, physical action as well as the speech action, that is the called karma, cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now that immediately creates certain result. You see, gentle word and gentle, how to say, because of the physical action creates peaceful atmosphere, friendly atmosphere. The other hand, if motivation, you see, anger, you see, such motivation, then create harsh word, some you see, rough physical action. That is the cause and effect, or karma, immediately create tense result. Result, you see, people, the person who create that karma, herself or himself, as well as the others, also get some unpleasant feeling or result immediately created. So now that is the cause and effects rule. In the meantime, now that is the immediate result, right? Immediate effect. Now while you see I acting the certain karma, the karma moment cease.
As the action disintegrates moment by moment, it passes into a state called a state of having ceased.
And
as it ceases, it establishes a predisposition in the consciousness which, when it meets with certain conditions in the future, will activate as a particular rebirth. The place where the predispositions are deposited is in a temporary sense the causal consciousness, in other words, the consciousness at the time that the action ceases. In the long run, the place where the predispositions are deposited is the mere I or mere self. The reason why we speak of a mere I is that there is no such thing as an I or self that is a different entity from the mental and physical aggregates that is under its own power and is partless. Because of the non-existence of that type of I, we speak of the mere I here as the basis of infusion of the predispositions. And from a deeper point of view, we also do not assert an I which is independent or analytically findable among mind and body. Rather, we assert the mere I that is designated in dependence upon mind and body. Thus, the third link of the 12 links of dependent arising is the consciousness, this being the place where the predispositions are deposited.
For,
For instance, a person could have the basic ignorance, which is the lack of knowledge and misconception with respect to the final mode of being of phenomena, and then in addition to that, have the ignorance, which is a misconception about the relationship of cause and effect of actions, and thereby engage in a non-virtuous action such as murder, at the completion of which a predisposition would be established in consciousness.
다드네 마시 춘제기 다 다드데 레디 드우 뉴즈기 차네야 게네 뉴조다 아 딘제기 캬바용도 가버레 다 가다 깨와 제마들이야 레리나 이나 다 깨와 제마들 드부드미야 이나 다 마시 춘제기 마시 춘제기 다 쳇디 나로리야 아 가소레 그게 어 세바다 람바니기 아니 다다 싸셔베 레디 다 시가 맞달이야. 아니 셀레니기 쓰였더니 다 다들 남식이 땡도 주두 남식 다 주두석을 했다. 간다지 다 나잠만 남식이 땡도 바자건이 여대가 되니 아니 영식이야 치매다 깨왈래야 그 누가 투진도 제일 무야래. 다 대래 시베 땡지스도. 자자 주가 시베. 라 전에 다 세발 남반이기 쓰였더니 주 시베 땡지스. 다 땡지 뒤도 쓰들이야.
So there will be many different classes of actions, actions that bore their effects in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, or in lifetimes later than that. But let us suppose here that this action bears its effect or impels the next lifetime. In that case, the eighth and ninth members of the 12